Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have an amazing story from China. So you might say, China? There's not Jews in China, are there? And the answer is yes. There are actually many Jews in China. Most of them are either Israelis or other foreigners who are there for business, or perhaps they are tourists. But there are many Jews at any given time in many cities in China. And therefore, there are a number of shluchim of the Rebbe's emissaries who live and work in China. One of them is Rabbi Gadi and Avigail Luzhin. And they have been in China for a number of years. In fact, Rabbi Gadi was in university there for a while, and therefore he knows Chinese pretty well. So he tells the story as follows. He says, China is a communist country. That means religion is not allowed. And it's a police state. That means that the government is completely in control of everything and everybody. And they arrest people whenever they feel like it. And they make rules however they want. And it's a very, very unfriendly government and a very dangerous place to live if you don't know the ropes, if you don't know how to get along there. So Rabbi Gadi decided that instead of letting government spies try to figure out what a Chabad house is that he's making, he decided to make a meeting with the regional communist leader and tell him straight. Of course, he couldn't say, "We're here to promote religion," because the government's against religion. Therefore, he said, "We're here to build a cultural center for Jewish people, Israelis, and this way they can get together and enjoy good time together and so forth." And so the regional communist leader said, "Well, that sounds okay, but do not invite or host any of our own citizens. And if you just stick to those tourists and those Israelis and so forth, then you can do whatever you want." Okay, so it sounds like a good situation. And as a matter of fact, one year when they made a Seder, they were surprised to see a government policeman who closed down the street to ensure safety, that there wouldn't be cars going back and forth during the Seder. Now, they weren't surprised that the government knew when Pesach was, because the government has a lot of very up-to-date information. They're experts in spying. But they were surprised that the government was helping them. And that's really what the government was doing. And not just any government, but a communist government, which is against religion. And there they are, actually helping the Chabad house. Now, one of the Siddurim, they were surprised to see that a big leader of that area came. There was a group of Chinese, and they came to inspect the Seder, and among them was the leader of the area, the communist leader of the area. So when Rabbi Gadi saw them come in, he got up and made a little speech of welcome, and he said, "Chinese people are very ancient people." And maybe he also said, "Lahavdil, the Jewish people are also very ancient people." And he spoke about this idea of being an ancient people. And he said, in fact, this matzah that we have here is made exactly the same way as it was made 3,000 years ago. And as a gift, he gave a piece of matzah to the regional leader. Not so long after that, they took the matzah and they left. But not until he actually ate some of the matzah right there at the Seder. After he left, Rabbi Gadi said to everybody, "Look at what just happened. Here we are in a communist country in which the government is completely against religion, and yet the government is coming and helping us make the Seder. And in fact, the regional leader is actually eating a piece of matzah at our Seder. This is really a Mashiach moment," Rabbi Gadi said, "because it says in the Torah that when Mashiach comes, the countries of the world, the governments of the world, will actually assist us will actually help us in Torah and Mitzvahs. Here we see that one of the governments which is most strict and most against religion in the whole world, here they are helping us to celebrate our Pesach Seder and providing police protection. As a matter of fact, this connects to the Beis HaMikdash, which we are studying at this time of year. And that is, as we have mentioned before, there were guards on the Beis HaMikdash. There were 24 places where guards were placed. 3 of them were Kohanim and 21 were Leviim. And we learn that the guards are not needed to keep out enemies, because Hashem can keep out all the enemies that he wants, but rather they're honor guards. And when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, unfortunately, by our enemies, of course, the truth is, although it was bad for Yidden, it was also bad for the Goyim. And in fact, our sages say that if the Goyim knew what was good for them, they would have actually protected the Beis HaMikdash, because the holiness that comes to us from Hashem through the Beis HaMikdash is actually good for the Goyim as well, good for the non-Jews as well. And therefore, the sages make the statement that if the Romans, for example, who destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash, knew what was good for them, they would have sent guards to protect the Beis HaMikdash. And here we see an evil country with an evil government actually helping the Chabad Shliach to promote Judaism and Yiddishkeit. And if we open our eyes and see, there are many, many beautiful things happening in the world today to show that we are getting closer and closer and closer to the coming of the Geula. And among those things are the government helping us out in our Torah mitzvahs in many ways. And even though we're not there yet, it's obvious that we're still in Galus, we're still in the exile. The Rebbe tells us that not only is Mashiach very close, and not only is the Geula very close, but Mashiach is actually here, and the Geula is actually here. It's just that it's not visible. And to make it visible, we have to increase in Torah and Mitzvahs, learn more about Mashiach and Geula, and study all parts of the Torah, as well as increasing in goodness and kindness. And in this way, certainly, Mashiach and the Geula will be revealed to us. We should be able to see with our eyes, and we should be able to have the Beis HaMikdash again rebuilt in Yerushalayim, where all Jewish people will be able to go there and be completely safe. And all of our enemies of today will, if they are not destroyed, but if they are able to do tshuva, then they will actually assist us in everything that we do in Torah Mitzvahs. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.